welcome or start off the meeting or?
Yeah.
No, you're good.
We'll just welcome everybody here and we'll turn the time over to Gilbert and Stuart to conduct their business, okay?
Sure.
Well, sorry to interrupt you while you're eating.
Oh, that's fine. We eat through presentations all the time, so.
Well, if you're eating, you'll be moving, so you won't fall asleep during this, so that's always good. So just a quick background, we're the accounting firm, Gilbert and Stuart. We contract with the district to, every year, the state of Utah requires districts, cities and towns, any government entity to do some level of assurance work. With a district this size, you fall into the category of needing what's called the self-evaluation. Included in that are some form of financial statements. You can either use what the state has or you can do what we do here for the district, which is a compilation report. So as a accounting firm, we take the trial balance, we look at bank statements, we look at expense, we just kind of what it is, compile all the information into a financial statement that's really fun and exciting to read and look at. So that's what this is. So this report here that she passed out, it's two things really. The first part of it is this compilation report, which will give you your financial information. Here's this accountant's report, which basically is saying, these are your reports, not ours, but we just compiled them for you, and all the information came from the district and was given to us, and we put them into these financial statements for you. Moving past that report there, knowing Sarah, she does a really good job of keeping you well informed on the finances of the district and keeps you up to date on everything. So all of this shouldn't really be too much of a surprise to you, but we'll at least kind of quickly go over it. You can see on the balance sheet there's your cash balances all added up and together there. There's your capital assets net of the depreciation. That's mostly going to be your water stocks and water rights, all that kind of stuff. Your liabilities are just a little bit of payroll stuff. And then this deferred revenue, because we have to do this on a full accrual accounting, this is basically the revenue that you'll be getting for this next year. We just have to show it on there. So nothing really that different. And this is the same thing we've had every year there. So there's your balance sheet there. There's your income statement on the next statement there. You can see the amount of money that came in, the amount of money that went out. The one thing that I really like to point out on that statement there is that change in net position. That's what you want to see. You want to see that be a positive number, which means you have more money coming in than going out. So that's always a good sign. This next report here may be more useful or more something that you're interested in. This is your cash flow statement. This is going to just basically explain where all of your money went, really. So you can see there, you've got money coming in, money coming out on the top there, and then you're paying any liabilities, any loans, all that kind of stuff. It's going out there. You can see the money coming in from Provo City. You see there, there's your beginning cash balance and your ending cash balance. And again, you can tell that went up by that $127,000, which is really close to the change in net position. Again, that's what you want to see, and that's a good sign for the district. It means you're headed the right way. So those are your three main financial statements. We compile those there, and then there's some really exciting notes afterwards there you can look through and read. They'll give you a little bit more information, a little more clarity on some of those numbers that are on those front pages. If you keep scrolling down there, the one thing I wanted to point out was you did, let's go to page. So number 12 of that document there.
Did I pass it?
Well, right there. So here's your long-term debt schedule. This will tie back to the front of that balance sheet. I just want to point this out that 2023 was the last year of that liability. So that is now off the books, which is a good thing. A lot of that actually didn't come in the form of a payment. There was a credit on the back end that we offset that liability to. But so as far as the balance sheet, there's one less liability or one less loan, which is always a good thing to have. So you got the cash accounts and then just those minor things. So as I mentioned, the other part of what we do at the accounting firm is we help do this self-evaluation. So the state of Utah, like I mentioned, they require any government entity to have some sort of assurance work done. Depending on the size, will kind of dictate which one you need to do. Because the district is under this $350,000 benchmark, this self-evaluation is what's needed. And this really is kind of what it sounds like. You have the opportunity to run through these questions and answer them. And if there's anything that either was a no or something that you're struggling with, then you have the opportunity to provide some sort of correction plan or something that you want to do to fix it. So a lot of this is a repeat from the year before. They want to make sure that you have policies and procedures in place that cover pretty much anything that the district would be doing. So we kind of moved through all those in previous years and then double checked to make sure they're all still there. And those are all there and in place. There's some other tests and reporting functions that need to be happening, and we go through each of those. The reporting thing, again, something I know that Sarah's doing a good job on, is she's reporting the financial information back to you on a regular basis so that you're informed and you're up to speed on all that. And so we look at that. The one thing that we've had in previous years and have it again in this year is just the one little finding there for dual signatures. So all the checks need to have dual signatures, meaning two people looked at it. You would preferably not have the same person that's signing it be writing a check to themselves, but obviously in a small district, segregation of duties and having numerous people doing that is always a challenge. But as long as there's a board member who approves it and looks at it but doesn't necessarily sign it, then that's fine. But that's something that we've chose to kind of disclose and point out and kind of let the state know that we're aware of this, but we've got this board member that looks at it. So that's the one thing there that's on this report. It was on last year's as well too, and probably will continue to be that way.
Yeah.
Which again is one of those inherent risks of being a small district, and you just do your best and the state's aware of that. And
it's not uncommon, right?
No, absolutely not. Like in a perfect world, you'd have one person doing all these different duties, but that's just not realistic in most cases. So having that oversight from the board is the way you mitigate the risk of having that person signing a check for themselves. So that's what you're doing, which is great. So. And then looking through the rest of it, the district was in compliance with whatever else the state was asking, which was good. So no surprise there that you guys are doing great as far as following what the state wants you to do. You're in a great spot financially, and just continue to keep chugging along and doing what you need to do. So any questions on any of that?
You're good.
Like I said, it's really exciting.
So we just need a motion that they approve those and authorize you to sign that.
Is there a motion and authorization for me to sign?
I move that we approve the report and authorize you to sign it.
Okay, thanks, Jared. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
What?
I'll second it.
Okay, there's 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Motion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Yeah. So then at this point, I'll just go ahead and upload this to the state, and that'll take care of the requirement that the state wants.
You can go back. Okay. Great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We're so grateful for you, Spencer.
Yep. Thank you for coming and doing that for us.
You bet. Anytime. Thank you.
The minutes are the next item on the agenda. We can go ahead and keep eating and talking. So, does anyone have any comments on the minutes from the previous meeting?
I had a question. I don't know if we ever got it resolved or not, but on that extra money, the valves had to be replaced. And did they ever figure out who was at fault? Are we having to cover all of that?
We're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Oh, are you? Okay.
It's a debt. The Provo River water users, it's their debt. But because we're stockholders, we have to share in the additional cost. So I'll bring you up to date on that. But essentially nothing's happened other than the valves are coming. We'll talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Any other concerns?